Section 4. You will hear part of a lecture about healthy eating. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40.
Pause the recording for 1 minute.
Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
I'd like to introduce our speaker today, who has come all the way from Manchester. Dr. Paul Harold, the head of research in nutrition at Manchester University. He is going to talk to us about ways we can improve our lifestyle and fitness. This will include watching what we eat and being more careful about our calorie intake, as well as taking regular exercise. This is an important current issue, as many people eat too much junk food, and the nation as a whole is fatter than it was 100 years ago.
Thank you, James, for your introduction. You are absolutely right. Statistics show that the nation is heavier than it used to be, and this is due to the long hours that we work and the lack of time we have to prepare healthy meals that are low in fat and sugar. There are some simple steps everyone can take to help improve their general health. Maybe lose some weight first. In the long run, it could lower your cholesterol and blood pressure. The first thing to do in order to check that your weight is healthy is to work out your body mass index, or BMI. This is a tool that can help you find out if you are a healthy weight for your height. Obviously, the height of a person will affect what weight they should be. To work out your BMI, you should take your weight in kilograms and divide it by your height in metres. Then you divide the result by your height in metres again. The result you come up with can be checked on a chart to see if your BMI is too high, too low, or about right. Even if your BMI is about where it should be, it is still important to eat a healthy and well-balanced diet. A healthy diet involves consuming appropriate amounts of all the food groups, including an adequate amount of water. Nutrients can be obtained from many different foods, so there are a wide variety of healthy diets. To start with, it is important to eat starchy foods such as bread, cereals, potatoes, rice and pasta, together with fruit and vegetables, and this should provide the bulk of most meals. Some people wrongly think that starchy foods are fattening. In fact, they contain about half the calories than the same weight of fat. Also, starchy foods often contain a lot of fibre. When you eat starchy foods, you get a feeling of fullness, which helps to control appetite. It is also important to eat at least 5 portions, and ideally 7 to 9 portions, of a variety of fruit or vegetables each day. If you eat a lot of fruit and vegetables, then your chance of developing heart disease, a stroke, or bowel cancer are reduced. You also need a certain amount of protein to keep healthy. However, most people eat more protein than is necessary. You should choose poultry, such as chicken or lean meat. There is evidence that eating oily fish helps to protect against heart disease. It is probably the omega-3 fatty acids in the fish oil that help to reduce build-up in the arteries. Aim to eat at least 2 portions of fish per week, one of which should be oily. Obviously, what we eat is highly important, but it is also crucial to do regular exercise as it strengthens our heart, tones our muscles, and is also good for the mind. We're increasingly living in a world where physical activity has stopped being a day-to-day part of our lives. We have domestic appliances to wash and dry for us, and cars to get us around. And with the decline in manual labour, many of us spend our working days sitting at desks. Adults should do a minimum of 30 minutes moderate intensity physical activity 5 days a week. You don't have to do the whole 30 minutes in one go. Your half hour could be made up of 3 10-minute bursts of activity spread through the day if you prefer. The activity can be a lifestyle activity, such as walking to the shops or taking the dog out or structured exercise or sport or a combination of these. But it does need to be of at least moderate intensity. For bone health, activities that produce high physical stresses on the bones are necessary. Well, I hope you've learned some interesting facts from this talk and that it will help you to change your lifestyles for the better. Thank you for your attention, And I believe that James has some handouts to give you on this subject. James. That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
That is the end of the listening test. In the IELTS test, you would now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet.